Blog Talk Radio.
My. Here we go. Somebody got their hand up already. I hate to disappoint you, but I ain't going to be answering certain things like that. Hands up and all that. What we've got is a simple problem. And I tried my best to get the message across. Listen to this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
And he goes on to say some men just can't be reached. Oh, my. Well, I'm going to play something that goes along with what we've been talking about. Now, you got to... titled this Self-Destruct. Who's going to push the button? Putin ain't. He can't. And there's a reason for that. I'll get into that in the ad lib after the show. But what I want you to understand is I write and I talk and wonder. I mean, I put these things out and I wonder who is listening and who's doing anything with what I tell them. I find a load of information that I think's pertinent to things, and it seems like people are just kind of, I don't know, ignoring it. I don't see the action necessary, but maybe it's just me. Then you got these people that think they know what they're doing. They write magazines, and they're some of the talking heads. And then we got the ooh-ee. Return of polio. Well, the funny thing about vaccinations is that it's supposed to take care of that sort of thing. Now, one of the things I really wonder about is this democracy in peril. They keep hollering that. Of course, it's talking heads and idiots and whatnot. But... you have to give credit where credit's due in some cases. You get people writing for the nation, and they try to tell you this and that and the other thing, and I've found enough lies and misinformation to get them thrown off of things, most of the platforms. You got... Ellie Mistel, she thinks she's in charge, and so far she can't. Her readership's dropping. Ooh, oh my God! On October 5th, U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon, nominated by Trump and confirmed 9 days after the election was lost, ordered the federal government to stop investigating the former president for hanging on to classified documents and potentially violating the Espionage Act until a special master can review the documents. violating the Espionage Act, Ellie, you don't know where you stand legally in terms of that. The problem is that those people don't have the security clearances to review the documents. And let's take it all away. If you are part and parcel involved in that, you can also be held liable. Ooh, Ellie, how do you feel about violating the Espionage Act? Huh? Think about it. You better think carefully. Trump has no privilege over documents that belong to the U.S. government and cover sensitive defense information and intelligence. Unless they're declassified and unless they no longer have relevance, of which you don't know because you haven't seen them. Oh, guess what? My security clearance goes high enough that I have seen not all of them, but most of the documents. Can you believe that? Ellie can't even get in the front door, let alone take a good look. he did have some kind of heretofore unknown executive privilege over these documents because he splattered them with Big Mac sauce. Ooh. He's not entitled to steal them and keep them in his home. Oh, yes, he is. President can keep a copy of anything he wants. Believe it. Check it out. Legally, you're wrong. That's a lie. They belong to the National Archives. No, they don't. Not Trump's Beach Club. Well, those are scolded canon. Treated her indefensible. Oh, yeah. Go face-to-face with Cannon and tell her, Ellie, you got a big mouth? Let's see it. Tell her that they got an indefensible opinion as a one-off Trumpian hiccup from a misguided judge instead of the judicial drivel we should all now expect from Trump appointees. Oh, really? Tell her that. I know that she's seen this. She didn't pay any more attention to it than a lot of people. Delivering increasingly partisan political victories to Trump and his Republican compatriots for several years. Recent rulings from other district court judges have been every bit as legally unjustifiable. Oh, so the judges don't know the law, and they're idiots. Is that what you said, Ellie? I think you did, and I think you better be careful. They're liable to stick a subpoena where the sun don't shine. Be careful. Trump judge Jeffrey Brown's ruling to block the implementation of President Biden's vaccine mandate was legally indefensible. No, it's not. In case you didn't notice, Ellie, we're not in Nazi Germany, and experimenting on people is illegal. International law, go check it out. It ain't me, it's the law. You don't like, that's what the problem is. It's the law. Oh. And they got a picture in this same magazine. This is all horse hockey that people need to check out. A new Gallup poll shows that 71% of Americans feel positively about in unions. No, they don't. There's nobody I know of, employed or not, that hasn't been forced, you heard what I said, forced in the past to join a union. That got overruled. The Supreme Court said, can't do that shit. And they had to quit. Oh, boy. The Protecting the Right to Organize Act passed the House, but the Senate was where you faced a challenge. If Democrats were to pick up a couple of seats, you might be in a position to make real progress on these labor rights issues. No, no. That means the union, what that means, the Protect the Right to Organize, literally states that you don't have a choice. Ooh. Well, God gave us a choice. He said, believe it or not, as ye so choose. Go look it up, Ellie. You might learn something. What makes mobile rooms so challenging? While people are enthusiastic about you, know they're not. Then you got gig workers, and there ain't no way in the world that you're going to organize them. Oh, boy. Anyway, it goes on and on. Alex Rennell, backtalk, erasing women, prime target of attacks on abortion rights. There was no attack on abortion rights, Alexis. You need an education like some other people that write BS like this. The rights were returned to we the people in the individual states to make our decision. Oh, boy, here we go. They're going to make both cis women and trans men into a singular people with the capacity for pregnancy. Show me the man that's pregnant, and he will immediately get somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 50 million cash, no taxes. That's the reward that's been offered. Boy, these people, when are being erased, while unnecessarily alienating those who correctly see themselves as the intended and primary targets of abortion bans. For the abortion bans, move. Leave that state you're in that you don't like that much. Further than that, y'all want to take down the Supreme Court? Well, I tell you what, how about you just leave? You hear me? Leave the country. You're obviously not pro-American or you wouldn't be talking like you are out one side of your face and another. While considering those two groups may make sense in particular context, it cannot be true that every example of race and racism should center black and indigenous voices or experiences. Sure it does. Accuracy. Black will talk about police brutality, Asian for COVID-related hate crimes, anti-Arab or anti-Muslim in reference to post-9/11 profiling, et cetera. Yeah, well, that sounds like the usual horse hockey people put out. Morbid symptoms. Jeet here. No friend of democracy. And I put a question. I put you in a question mark and arrow pointing at you. The mainstream media churlish response to Biden's Labor Day speech shows reflexive centrism overriding truth. If he said anything, somebody would probably pay attention to it. In the speech, Biden warned, soberly, of the danger of radicalized faction, whom the president described as mega Republicans, who reject the fundamental democratic principle known as principle of acknowledging election results. Well, if it was honest, there wouldn't be a problem. Democrats cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. Well, that's funny. There's a lot of states that are reviewing election results. Three major TV networks didn't even carry Biden's speech, deeming it political and not of national concern. Think about that very carefully. Oh, you can get a lot of stuff going. The proper response to the slaveocracy was necessarily a partisan one. The creation and election of an anti-slavery political party. Yeah. What Biden calls mega Republicans would more accurately be termed the authoritarian right. Really? You better get in touch with somebody. I got a dictionary that says you're full of it. Is an existential threat to American democracy. Well, I hate to inform you, but you live in a republic, not a democracy. Aww. Oh, boy, the score. We did it our way. Our first sentence sums the whole article up. Inflation has come for Europe. Ooh, and the return of polio. Oh, my God. Maybe they need to revive the antique inoculation they used on me and many, many others. They refer to epidemic. The poliovirus is worse for the very young. And the coronavirus, it is the old who are hardest hit. Well, now that, you know, everybody knows these arguments about lockdowns, commercial closures, and quarantines raged on a miniature scale, just as they would many years later in America and Europe. Ooh. It's the Salk vaccine that did the trick, and it worked. There was little surprise. Life-saving inoculation had been developed in the U.S. And you have to understand that most of the time, these people don't print much of nothing in any of these leftist magazines that's worth very much. Oh, boy. My. I read through this, and they're talking about General Jewel Early and others talking at President Donald Trump addresses supporters at the Ellipse on January 6th. Well, my. Then we get into it. They finally find a personage that really did something for the country. And, I mean, did a lot. Not just one little bitty thing, but a lot. And what transpired all that is unbelievable. Oh, boy. We are collateral. in the market for data, even when tracked, trolled, misread, targeted, harassed, humiliated, our naked images photoshopped in some dark room on some subreddit, all our mirror transactions. In case you didn't realize it, the change in society has been one from people to commodity. Ooh, convenient society. you can look it up. It's available. Now, I borrowed some stuff from another, another author. And this author, I got to give a lot of credit to. There's some quotation here that deserves our attention. And democracy is in peril. Now, that's one of the main articles in here. And what's it in peril of? Wonder if that is a Marxist democracy? Questions. Fingers pointed at each other, Republican and Democrat. You did it. You're bad. Ooh-doo-doo. Well, I'm going to make a quote. This is from a book. Lost Redemption and Pandemic America. Okay. This is adapted from Afterlife, A Collective History of Loss and Redemption After We Have Had These Pandemics. And this is the meat of something that you should definitely take a listen to. And here it is. There is abroad, in the land and out, an entitled minority marinating in grievance, convinced that something is being stolen from them. What is being stolen? An election? A way of life? A birthright? A lost cause? Christmas? Doesn't matter. And there's a reason that it doesn't. Always, it is a defensive male fantasy based on insecurity, helplessness, and rage. And you ain't gonna believe it, but that quote is kind of old. What always gets forgotten is that Lincoln was not predicting America's descent into a war over slavery. Everybody would like to use that for a crutch and an excuse. We're going to take it a step further. He was predicting America's descent into fascism. Ooh. Funky monkeys. Nasty things. Heffalumps and woozles and all that. What you've got, according to Webster's Dictionary, is a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader. Severe economic and social regimentation and forcible suppression of opposition. Then you got this part, and this is in that same article. Today, Lincoln predicted that the reality war we find ourselves in spent his political career wrestling with his fellow Americans' arrogance, ignorance, and roll your own reality. A Bible in one hand, a gun in the other. Sounds familiar, don't it? When even these anti-democratic loopholes in our political process proved inadequate to hold back the tide, then what? Violence. You saw the BLM riots. It was all staged BS. It was put on. It was paid for by certain political activists that should be in jail, in my opinion. Today's entrenched minority uses updated tactics, gerrymandering, voter suppression, the filibuster, etc. The point and effect are the same. Anti-democratic minority rule. But then again, when that minority started to lose power, oh my goodness, we can't control everybody. It had to go to ever greater lengths to maintain it. Does this sound familiar? The quote I gave was from 1838, 184 years old, no less. Very relevant today. This is Central Asia. Ukraine war strains. Putin-Z relationship. It's a biggie. Russian president's trip to Uzbekistan last week for a regional summit with China and Central Asia countries was practically an apology tour. Even more mortifying, Putin had to endure a public lecture from Indian Prime Minister Modi, tacitly supported Russia's military action for months, but seized this opportunity to pronounce piously, "Now is not the time for war." Obvious that Putin was no longer the big man. And, you know, the Chinese made him wait, and really a big no-no. In Indonesia, the corrupt buy their way out of prison. I'm going to leave Australia alone. They don't deserve my attention. COVID booster. Will people get it? And the answer is one word, and the definition of it is very simple. No. Why not? Well, there's some things that have come out, further scientific study, that shows it's not good for you. And that's all I'm going to say. You can look it up. It's on the Internet. Using QAnon, Trump. Using QAnon to threaten violence. Really? Host of GOP elected official candidates are pandering to Q-driven claims that Democrats are pedophiles and groomers, making dehumanizing attacks on immigrants and LGBTQ people and calling for America to become a conservative Christian theocracy. No, not really. Can't get that far. They got a neat joke in this. They got a train wreck. I mean, train cars are all over the place, all this. And you got inflation, spending, student loan forgiveness, abortion, crime, gas prices, open border, fentanyl death, taxes, woke, Biden in the front, in the engine, or on the right track. Sure we are. There's thousands of things going on. One of them is that the fun and games with climate change, it feels like, from what they're saying, ooh, we did it. Well, I hate to tell you this, but no, we didn't do it. And it has happened before. And you need to look up your science. But then again, nobody will do the homework that wants to play climate change. Pretty simple. It's not complicated. I'm leafing through the magazine. I'm not finding nothing. Apparently, I didn't find much that was noteworthy. Not in this one. What do you do when they want me to move to Ohio? And the answer is no. FedEx, warning of a global slowdown. It's already been happening. It's just not enough people have noticed it. The Fed, another sharp rate increase, the highest the Fed funds rate has been since 2008. Courts, damning testimony in trial of Nicola Founder. Oh, really? Federal prosecutors have accused Milton of running a scheme to enrich himself by falsely hyping Nicola's prospects and duping investors. Ooh. Security. Excuse me, too many cigarettes. Security, a client data disaster for Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley was fined $35 million by federal regulators this week for astonishing failures to safeguard client data. Autos. Ford supply chain woes continue. Third quarter earnings. And said inflation shortages were driving costs about $1 billion higher than expected. Ooh, I wonder what their share price is. Probably not much. Investing. Is ideology driving ESG funds? I would say BS is. legendary investor Stanley Druckenmiller expects the market to be flat for the next decade. Think about that very carefully. Can't make money. That's going to be a bummer. Climate change is a real risk. There's no evidence that the ESG movement does anything about it. Oh, my goodness. And BlackRock's in trouble. Why do I say that? I've seen their ads on TV. They don't advertise. They don't have to. They're big enough that everybody knows who they are and where. But here we go. Outlook as Fed fights inflation, recession fears grow. And I put more worser and more worser at the top. Last week's consumer price index was a reality check. Inflation is still raging. Ooh, 8.3%. So, you know, and if you only get a 5% raise, it doesn't cover much. Oh, boy. Saving Planet 100% tax-free. A nonprofit. Oh, boy. Devoted to combating climate change. This guy gave a $3 billion company to these people. And then finding cash in the sewer system. There is no such thing as free money. Charging utility bills. This is a guaranteed income stream akin to collecting taxes. You don't pay your sewer bill, they cut you off. Here we go. Democracy in peril. A lot of Marxist BS is what this whole thing amounts to. However, Republicans are wielding disproportionate power with a minority of the popular vote. Said this is a New York Times. Many of them now reject any loss as illegitimate. Well, that's not necessarily the truth. But you can, the Great Depression caused Americans to doubt the country's economic system. And, well, it should. We're getting ready to go into that again. For each of those previous times of tumult, the basic dynamics of American democracy held firm, and they will again today. The United States today finds itself in a situation with little historical precedent. Ooh, the first threat, a growing movement inside one of the country's two major parties, the Republican Party, of course we're guilty, to refuse to accept the defeat, in an election. Sure we did. There is a possibility, for the first time in American history, that a legitimately elected president will not be able to take office. Oh, my God. The second threat is the power to set government policy is becoming increasingly disconnected from public opinion. Run of recent Supreme Court decisions, both sweeping in, according to the polls, unpopular, is the disconnect. Yeah, right. Mob rule. You didn't win the popular vote. You didn't win the, election. So that ends that magazine. Ooh, clunk. Now we got Washington Examiner. And in the editorial, it's got Joe Biden lives in a world of alternative facts, better known as lies. Now, on this same page, they've got Putin riding a nuclear weapon into its target. Now, I want you to think about that. He's been threatening it. But the only trouble is the people who are really in charge decided that he's not doing it. The people who can control whether or not the system that every country uses, different ones, works at all, is not up to them. It ain't up to me either, but, oh, boy, the moral necessity of Governor DeSantis, Ron DeSantis' immigration flight. Oh, Joe Biden's interview on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, given at least 15 minutes to ask whatever questions it thought important. CBS News made no mention of border security. Not a peep. Zip, zilch, nada. And they're killing people through that open door policy. This is why DeSantis' immigration flight to Martha's Vineyard was necessary. It has forced the media to pay attention to a crisis they are trying to ignore in order to protect Biden. Well, I'm sorry, but Bozo the Clown didn't make the cut in terms of getting to where he wanted to go. Oh, from a booming economy to an economic bust. Oh, did you watch the markets? We're down to 28.7. Oh, 59%. Fox News finding that 59% of people are extremely concerned about rising prices. Inflation is unambiguously President Joe Biden and the Democrats' fault. It arrived before Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine allowed the real culprits to muddy the waters. So voters know Washington leadership is a pain in their wallet, among other places. The opportunity to replace many of them is less than 7 weeks. We can, if we muster together, and you want some kind of different outcome than the horse hockey you've been getting, need to vote for somebody different. It's real simple. Persistent inflation is a fact, and as the cause of public disquiet makes GOP victories that Washington thought baked in 6 months ago, but collapsed like a premature souffle this summer, seem possible again. Ooh, sure they are. Mike DeWine's 18-point lead over his challenger, Emmett Oz, narrowing the lead against this Pennsylvania my Democrat, John Fetterman. And I hate to tell you, but he's worse than Biden. He can't even talk. Biden can talk. He might whisper a lot, but he can talk. Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat, Georgia, keeping his seat has prompted laughable talk about his having presidential chances, but it's more likely that former football star Herschel Walker will plow him under, just as he plowed through NFL defenders back in the day. Woo. Fundamentals still favor Republicans. So, and this is from Hugo Gurdon, and he knows what's going on pretty well. Elections ask whether those in power have done a good job and deserve to stay or be replaced. The economy was booming until the Democrats took over. Now it's gone boom. The two are very different. Oh, boy. We get to the other one. Oh, my goodness. This department is your land. The left discovers its own agenda is impossible. Few progressives, if any, are actually willing to change their lifestyles over what's going on. Just that simple. The majority of affluent residents on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., with Climate Action Now, signs on their front lawns, park their gas-powered vehicles out front. Oops. What happened? This sort of empty virtue signaling is quite common on the left these days, and not just on the issue of environmentalism. Immigration, progressives have proven in recent weeks that their commitment to provide sanctuary for illegal immigrants entering the country stops where their own backyards begin. One of the ladies on the on a video from Martha's Vineyard said she's going to move. I said, can't have that. Okay. Democratic officials scrambled to come up with a way to make them stop. New York Mayor Eric Adams has threatened to take legal action against Texas Governor Greg Abbott if he continues to send illegal immigrants to the city. Guess what? One of the senators from Texas filed suit, and the governor isn't going to take kindly to that, I guarantee you. California Governor Gavin Newsom asked the Justice Department to open an investigation into the Republican governor's inhumane transport of illegal immigrants. What's inhumane is the way these people are treated on the border. That's right, they're on their own. Ex-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton suggested the governors could be charged with human trafficking crimes. So could you, Hillary. And I ain't got much use for the Clintons, either one of them. Reaction to the influence in the blue areas, which happen to have far more resources than the small border towns, are ridiculous, not least because of their own party's leader, President Joe Biden, has committed the exact same crime they're trying to pin on Republican governors for flying illegal immigrants all over the country in secret. It's pretty simple. It's easy to say you support values and principles that cost you nothing. Much more difficult to live up to what those policies demand. Progressive policies are, in many cases, too unreasonable, even for those who profess to believe in them. Ooh. Ah, boy. It goes on and on, continues. Here we go. Tales of a school board warrior. Conservatives hope Florida's Bridget Ziegler can help them with education nationwide. Now, I want you to, I'm going to say that again so you get it. Conservatives hope Florida's Bridget Ziegler can help them with education nationwide. She straightens it out. Ziegler stands out in Florida and nationwide as a leading advocate in a fight for the future of elected school boards and their role in overseeing everything from curriculum choices to bathroom policies to book selections. This role, Ziegler came to somewhat by accident, somewhat in a mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, moment. In addition to being elected on August 22nd to what will be her third term on the Sarasota County School Board on Florida's West Coast. Ziegler was recently named Director of School Board Programs for the Leadership Institute. Institute is based in Arlington, Virginia, and teaches conservatives how to succeed in media, politics, and government. Very simple. Bridget comes with a strong endorsement from Governor Ron DeSantis, according to an Institute fundraising note. After Ziegler co-founded a pair of organizations in Florida that trained and worked with conservative school board members, she took out some of the critical race theory teaching butt wipes. And I mean, she got rid of them. You know, what you have to look at is the reality of things. Now, try this. This is Washington Examiner. It's from September 27th. It's all New York City pits homeless against immigrants. And I wrote, figures, sanctuary city policies are burdening the most vulnerable. Oh, well, they're building a great big sanctuary tents in a park not for the homeless, but for the people that are coming here. Ooh. In left-wing histories of New York, the Giuliani and Bloomberg eras benefited the better off at the expense of the vulnerable. What happens when liberal policies benefit one vulnerable population at the expense of another? Question. New York's homeless services system is about to find out. Why? Oh, there's a whole bunch of lawsuits going on. And Putin has backed up. He's going to try to annex the areas that he's got control of. Ooh, we don't need another Marshall Plan. What we all will need is a plan as good as the Marshall Plan. That's for the Ukraine. And this is something that people need to become aware of. Oh, why nothing seemed really. The eternal relevance of Dan Bernstein's book on pseudo-events in American society. Why does everything feel fake? Think about it. Can't we go to an authentic Irish pub? I mean, you know, all these ridiculous things come out. Oh, boy. Washington Briefing. Now, think about this. Big tech saved by partisanship. Both major parties want to punish social platforms but can't agree on how. Well, I think hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives because you did not follow a second opinion to be published on your, did not allow a second opinion to be published on your platform. You want to get down to the nitty gritty. There are several things that big tech is running into. One of those is the Constitution. House and Senate majorities are both up for grabs on November 8th. Ooh, split government makes enactment of big tech legislation even more remote. House GOP eyes tighter D.C. control. Republicans want to exercise power of the purse over Washington. Well, when they get the majority, they can. And it isn't going to take a 60-vote margin to get that done. Things are about to change anyway, and that's what's interesting about this. Interest rates, rate hikes may bite Biden. They will bite Biden right where he don't want to be bit. Inflation is right near the top of public concerns throughout this year. Most to the detriment of Democrats. Now interest rates may join them, making it difficult for Biden and his party to change the subject. That's not what I asked you. You're not answering. Republican State General Mark Milley overstepped authority to thwart Trump and this is big. They're gonna take him down for the simple fact that he violated his oath of office and no longer deserves to be a general nor retired as one. Cut his retirement benefits if they find he did not serve honorably during the last year of the Trump administration. Well, guess what? Get ready to get decimated. Expensive New England winter is coming. Officials warn of $1,000 monthly utility bills. $1,000 monthly. You know who's doing that? Oh, you seen them little signs they've been putting all over the place with Biden pointing to things and said, I did that? Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. So long as the federal government stomps out any kind of realistic action by the petroleum companies, and they can't do squat right now, they're going to be in deep trouble. I got a thing called Run Gen Z. Advises young Republican candidates on everything from website building to fundraising plans. The thing about it is that they help them get elected in such a manner that they don't take the radicalism that they might have learned about negative view of capitalism. Who thinks you pays your bills, you dummies? Very simply, they're teaching them how to get to where they need to go. But a gig, fly away, transportation sector's actions and inactions draw scrutiny amid worsening air travel. They hope he just goes away. Most people do. He's turned out to be a problem. Here's Adams. Beckett Adams is the program director of the National Journalism Center. Yeah, you ought to see what he's got to say. the title is Media Malpractice, Plants and Babies. CNN's pivot to serious, hard-hitting journalism is not going so well. Oh, the puff piece even includes input from hyper-partisan, pro-captor union laborer, whom the CNN video segment attempts to pass off as just an everyday middle-class person. Mm-hmm. Well, problem is she ain't. She's a heavy-duty activist trying to tell us how to live our lives when she can't manage her own. This is such important and revealing reporting by Bash. This is reporter Dana Bash. The man working in the factory who says women's rights are his number one concern is telling. Ooh. Women should have rights, and there's no doubt about that. That does not put me in a position of being forced to pay for them. You want the right? That's fine. Pay for it yourself. Get the money from a corporation or something like that. American Muscle goes electric. The Charger, Mustang, Corvette are all getting battery-powered makeovers. And the thing I got to say about that is telling. What you have is, you love this, a bunch of flashlights with wheels running around loose. And that's about all they amount to. Here's Moore. Now, Stephen Moore is a finance wizard. Just in time for the heat of the election season, a federal agency called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has announced it will no longer allow betting on political and election outcomes. they're going to try to take down all the betting platforms, all of them, if it doesn't matter if it's sports or what. So be prepared. Federal regulators let people wager on politics and instead concentrate on rooting out real investor fraud. Ooh, did you hear that? Hear it clearly? Voters overwhelmingly, voters overwhelmingly reaffirmed commitment to FDR and his reshaping of American life and government through the New Deal, a victory lamented by conservatives and many Republicans to this day. Well, the New Deal could be just fine, so long as there are controls and limitations on it that put responsibility where it should be. Boy. Got a bunch of gobbledygook in a lot of these things. Oh, here's a nice big fat article by Hugo Gurdon. DeSantis and the Parable of the Vineyard. What made the left so furious when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard? Got under the liberal skin more than Texas Governor Abbott dropping a couple of busloads on Vice President Kamala Harris, the border is secure, Harris doorstep in Washington, D.C. Ooh, you hear no griping from being penitents and the left when Democratic mayors in Texas add to Abbott's northward transportation to New York City. They don't holler and jump up and down, ensuring that no help at all awaited the migrants was the entire point. What a load of manure. Well, you Richies proved where you stand, that you're against migrants. New York sues Trump. Of course it's a politically motivated. What else could it be? Green. Political theater isn't solving any actual problems. That's true. Ask not for whom the poll trolls. He trolls for the politics is now indistinguishable from performance, and performance is an art. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave a masterclass at the expense of the inmates, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, by dumping 50 illegal immigrants on them. But if anyone can afford it, they can. They're super rich. And yet they had the National Guard come get them and take them out of there. Ooh, well, I would say that there's a problem in there somewhere. Low immigration NIMBYism. Less than 2 days. That's how long the residents of Martha Vineyard, average household income, $132,000 plus, tolerated a plane load of 50 Venezuelan immigrants dumped on the Tony Island off the coast of Massachusetts. CNN boasts it took just 44 hours for the immigrants chartered from Texas to the Patrician playground, courtesy of Ron DeSantis, to be sent to Joint Base Cape Cod military. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people really disagreeing with that, most notably the people of the 50 that went. The same activists left that cheered on Biden ripping up his presences and immigration policies are now reaping what they sow. At least punish those most hypocritical elitists who cannot fathom living alongside the more impoverished of their own countrymen, let alone the illegal immigrants they claim to embrace. Will Putin nuke London? No. He tries anything funky with his nuclear weapons, and he's going to find out the hard way how many countries will return the favor to Russia. And Russia don't want that. Believe me, they don't. Well, guess what? That's the end of the stuff that I've got that's printed and whatnot. So I'm going to play a song. And it's something that you want to remember. We're coming up to the transition. And the transition is... pretty heavy duty. Let's see here. Now, you're going to find out the hard way that this song that I'm going to play, I need to take a break. The song I'm going to play, it's an old one, but it states things in a very succinct way. This is what all of the politicians are going to be hollering about. Help. Oh, God, they're going to get me. Thing about all this is quite simple. I have spoken on other shows about the transition and what it involves, where it goes, and what everybody can expect. There's a bunch of things that you can expect that most people don't discuss on their shows, exactly what the transition does, exactly how it affects each individual, and the major changes in our lifestyle and civilization are enormous. These are going to be, there's going to be about 2 million attitude problem warriors coming down to take care of business. The crooks, and I do mean all of them, will be separated into groups. The groups will entail two things. Ones that haven't done anything too nasty or something that they can, you know, easily repay, such as cash or property or whatever, or the value of the property, et cetera. And those who have caused the intended killing of a great many people. We, the people of the planet, after we get our feet back on the ground after the transition, will be in a position to judge these people. And it doesn't matter what their position is, you're going to all be rounded up. You disagree with one of these 8-9 foot tall warriors, and they're liable to give you a smack on the head that's going to change your mind about things. We, the people, get to decide the punishments in a large part of those who have either killed or mutilated our lives, family, friends, etc. We are going to be in a position to execute, it's up to us, to execute a load of these people. The ones that are irredeemable, as we would look at it, may be redeemable by advanced technology. That's what that's the one part that of the transition. Other people ain't talking about. You can still grow your own food. You can still raise your own animals. You can still be a farmer. You can be an industrialist. It doesn't matter. What matters is the manner in which you treat the people that work for you. That's where the fun comes in. If, as some of the people that I have advised, and I'm talking about people that have enough to buy the central banking system a few times over, they have told me, they have asked me what to do. How can I be protected from Neil Keenan, for instance? He's going to be releasing some of the collateral accounts to people that need it. Think about that. Another part of it is that all of the crooks that stole something are going to have to pay it back. Yeah, that's right. We're going to take them right down to their underwear and sit them on a curb for good measure. The advancements we're going to make primarily deal with things that we can control. And by that I mean quite literally how we treat each other. And I don't care what color or nationality somebody is. I don't speak foreign languages, so if you don't speak English, we'll need an interpreter. Other than that, yeah, I don't see a problem with anything. Secondly, the ideology of control, period. I don't care what kind of control it is, be it any of the things that you might think of, are to be negated. That's right. All these people that are watching this, watching you through all the cameras and all that stuff, that stops. They get turned off. And if you can get your head around it, when you transition from one density to another, you get the advantages and benefits of the next higher density. density. Now, when I speak of density, density goes all the way to light. Matter, you know, like your desk and your phone and all this other stuff, is a form of light that's simply slowed down. It's not complicated once you understand it or see how you can benefit by the advantages of it. What happens is this. We get the advantages from 3 to 4. Now, third density is the test tube. That's where they squeeze you to see what comes out. That isn't going to be anymore. We're going to the fourth density. Now, fourth density, the part that we're going to, is of a type and a nature that will offer the information necessary for us to function properly. You know, like when the dog next door won't quit barking, you just tell it to shut up and it does. You know, you don't have to beat it over the head, shoot it, or any of those nasty things. Individuals, I don't care what your personal take is on most things. Most things are not of sufficient importance for me to worry about it. That's how come I do these shows. I don't really care. And we'll see how that goes over a period of time. Just remember, this is the first. We have until 10-3 before they are supposed to initiate or supposed to have the initiation of the transition. This goes to everything you're familiar with changes. And I mean all of it. Finance, you name it, society in general. Anybody think say that they're owed something is part of that group that Lincoln talked about that I mentioned earlier in the show. If you want to know what's really going on, listen to Gayla Gia. You'll get a very good education as to what the propensities are and how it can be used to your advantage. Think about that. Okay, we just made the big change here. You know about the hurricane when it tore up Florida and then it hit the Carolinas, but it kept coming north. Well, guess where it's parking? It's parking up here. Now, the idea was that the thing should maintain enough strength to climb over the mountains and get to us hillbillies. Well, it didn't make it up over the mountains. The only thing it got past there was rain showers, and the rain is heavy and continuous. It's not slowing down or stopping. Now, my property, I picked it out specifically, is at 2,600 feet. And believe me, it'd take a pretty good rainstorm to do something like that, of biblical proportions, no less, you know. Now, all religions, and I mean all belief systems, will be given a dose of truth. And that truth is what everybody should be looking towards. The way in which you can literally benefit by the knowledge that you're going to get in a combination of classes and other things. Oh, yeah, I get to take classes, too. Don't misunderstand me. And the thing about it is that we all get to go through this together. Now, each individual that isn't sure as to what's going on is going to have a mentor, guardian angel, whatever you want to call it. That individual will make sure that the transition is as smooth and uneventful as possible. Just that simple. Nothing complicated. This is supposed to be a smooth, orderly transition from one density to another. The next density, you're going to wake up and you're going, huh? things is different somehow, but I ain't sure. You know, I still see the dust on the floor and all the stuff in my office, but I don't, you know, something ain't right. I don't know, or ain't the way it should be or was or something. And that's where the fun comes in. You get an introductory class. Everybody gets an introductory class as to what to expect, how it works, and what to do with it all. In terms of the new banking system, you'll be given instructions as to how to use it. It operates very similarly to the one we have now, except that ain't nobody can hack it. You can't get in there unless you're allowed in there. So if anybody is of a mind to pay attention to things going on, ExoPolitics has a bunch of the information, as well as, what would I call it, infomercials, so to speak. You'll be introduced to humanoid, human form ETs. That's going to be your guidance in the beginning. Over a period of time, as you get more used to this, to all this, in terms of things being different, you get to meet the ones that are 9 foot tall and ugly, as far as humans consider it. There's a reason I laugh at that. I once asked an ET. I said, you know, I got to ask. I can't let it just sit there and go on. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, do I look just as ugly to you as you do to me? I think that every time that boy thinks about that, he giggles. He thought that was hilarious. I do to this day. I had the balls to ask and then got an answer. He said, absolutely. Okay. So if you get involved in one form or another with some kind of squiddy thing, don't be too hard on it. It's there for a reason. Now, from here on out, I may or may not have shows. I may be requested to do information shows, such as the one the Pentagon asked about in terms of lawful and unlawful orders. Very simple, not complicated. And I'll make sure that it's in plain English so everybody can understand it. The thing that you should look for is freaked out changes. This is the first. The third is what? Monday? Ooh. Think about that. Think about waking up and not having a stock market. That's going to screw some people's minds up. However, if you pay attention to what I've said and you listened, you will be introduced to your mentor. Your mentor is a nice person, a nice individual. Whether it's this is difficult. A lot of the ETs don't have a sexual orientation that you can look at and say, oh, that's a boy, or oh, that's a girl, or any of that. So a lot of them are both. So you get over it. It's just part of the deal. The movie that I would refer to as Enemy Mine. In that case, the alien, other than human, specified that it just happens. You know, they don't know why. They don't know why. They don't know when. It just happens. They have a baby. So the ideology of the whole thing is to get us out of the test tube. If you no longer have the aches, pains, and horse manure that you have had so far in your life, and you start getting younger, ooh, think about being a teenager again, knowing what you know now. I'm not talking about the crazy crap that you used to pull when you was a teenager, like I did when I was in school and whatnot. I'm talking about the realism that you could apply if you had the energy you had when you was, don't know, 16, 18 years old. Ooh-wee. The unlimited imagination, the basic capability of thinking, and pretty assuredly, that self-assured, knowing that you can do just about anything. And I'm think about that. This is just one facet of a very complex thing. When we get done with the classes in 4D, we go to 5. Yeah, that's right. You see, the transition we're coming up to presently is an evolutionary process. There's been multi-millions of societies, star systems, solar systems, etc., that have gone through this, to include all of the people and entities that occupied it. What you're looking at doing is accomplishing the golden age that people look towards in terms of, oh, man, Jacera, Nessera. Well, track global currency reset, where the valuation is evened out, where when a country or people need something desperately, they get it. Think about somebody that needs medical attention. Well, that's simple. Go down to Joe's medical clinic over on the corner and get into one of them med beds. Yeah, they're coming, and there's a large number of them. The reason they're coming is that we have aches and pains that are strictly tied to 3D human form. Well, a lot of the things that have transpired will be taken care of with the transition itself. A lot of the attitude problems and all that sort of stuff go away. What you can look forward to is pretty much a utopia in terms of knowing what's going on and what to do. So the next thing is moving from 4D, this is after you have a series of classes, into 5D. In 5D, things even get better. I'm not going to get into 5D in terms of explanation. I've got enough fun and games, believe me, with 4D. So, figure it out. Listen to Gale of Gia, Exopolitics, and a few others who do have explanations for these things and can provide you with correct information. One thing that I'm adamant about is making sure that the information that I give out, whether it's by word of mouth or whatever, puts me in a situation where if I want to continue getting information, talking to people that are of the same mindset, I have to be truthful and accurate in what I put out. It's just how simple it is. Therefore, I say to all of you, do me a favor. Spread this around. go out there and get her done.